climate change and nuclear power. She'll be explaining why climate change is helped by nuclear power. It is not prevented by nuclear power. So stay tuned to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
A parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on prolonging
see a windmill go, feel the pull of an ocean wave, the heat from a volcano. There's so much we could do, there's so much we could know, if we listen to the earth.
Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Donna Stein.
And this is Ecologic for February 4th, 2020, here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. When your air or water is clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
On today's news and announcements, New York City report backs on pesticides and energy efficiency.
National anti-fracking bill.
Japanese coal.
AP crops out Ugandan climate activist.
Virginia's largest seabird colony destroyed.
Doomsday glacier melting fast.
Scary study on rising U.S. sea levels. The pesticide bill hearing was last Wednesday, and it's more than just preventing the city from spraying internationally banned poison on playgrounds, parks, and schoolyards. It's an environmental justice issue. Many in New York City government deny that Roundup is poisonous, despite the worldwide bans, but they won't spray it in a white neighborhoods, so they know. The vote for the ban hasn't yet occurred, but the bill has 34 of possible 51 sponsors. That's veto-proof, guys. For more information, go to www.parksforkidsnyc.org.
It's parksforkidsnyc.org. There's a Building Energy Exchange Museum display explaining the basics of building efficiency. It's at Circus Courthouse, 31 Chambers Street, Suite 609, the easternmost building on Chambers Street, across from City Hall and the Municipal Building. The main exhibit will be there all year, but there will be rotating supporting exhibits as well. Ecologic will be organizing a guided tour in the near future. www.be-exchange.org. be-exchange.org, 31 Chambers Street.
The Quakers have had an environmental committee for decades called Friends in Unity with Nature. At a meeting recently, Ken was impressed with how multi-solution oriented they are. The Quakers have their silent meeting every Sunday at 11 a.m. on 16th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues. Everybody is invited. The Quakers have an event this Thursday evening, Our Climate, Our Future, with David Wallace Wells. He's the author and climate columnist for New York Magazine. That's this Thursday, February 6th, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Friends Meeting House. That's 16th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues.
A national bill to ban fracking has been introduced into the Senate by Bernie Sanders. A companion bill is soon to be introduced into the House of Representatives by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The Senate bill number is S-3247. Call both of your senators and ask them to co-sponsor. The phone number to leave them a message or to find out who they are is 202-224-3121. That's Senate Bill S-3247. And the phone number is 202-224-3121.
Great. Now, rather than accelerate their solar industry, which was once a world leader, or grow their tidal or wind industries, or use electricity by being more efficient, Japan is planning to build between 22 and 45 new coal plants. They really don't care about the health of their citizens or the health of the planet. They're spreading waste from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster all over their country and into Okinawa. And now they want to make things worse with burning coal?
Global warming and climate chaos is a worldwide problem. An Associated Press photographer at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland took a picture of five activists, with Greta Thunberg of Sweden in the middle and 23-year-old Vanessa Nakate, who is called the Ugandan Greta Thunberg, on the left side. When AP sent the photo to its customers, Vanessa Nakate was cropped out. Greta said on social media, "You didn't just erase a photo, you erased a continent." AP apologized publicly, sent out the uncropped photo, and has said all the right things. Hopefully, AP learned from the uproar over the cropping, as they said they did, and we'll see an improvement in the future. On our EcoLinks page, we link to Linda Penz-Gunter's article on beyondnuclearinternational.org and the AP article.
From the American Bird Conservancy and Birdwatching Daily comes a report of Virginia paving over Hampton Roads South Island. It's the habitat for the state's largest water bird colony, over 20,000 birds for the Hamptons Road Bridge Tunnel expansion. It's partly due to the federal government weakening the Migratory Bird Treaty Act and partly due to state bureaucracy. The American Bird Conservancy president, Mike Parr, said, to be clear, quote, "Bird advocates are not arguing against the much-needed tunnel expansion. All we want is for the state to build an alternative island with dredge spoil. That's the material that is already widely available nearby. It's if you're going to pave over the old island, then make a new one," is what he's saying. It's a place for the birds to nest, and they will.
3 feet of sea level rise just from one glacier. That's why Thwaites Glacier has been nicknamed the Doomsday Glacier. From thehill.com and the International Thwaites Glacier Collaboration comes a report that should worry anyone living near any seacoast, including in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Scientists knew the glacier was melting faster than it used to and flowing to the ocean faster than it used to. And now they know that there is warm water melting it from underneath in Antarctica. This one glacier is already the source of 4% of global sea level rise. And if it were to melt completely, it would drain a mass of water that is roughly the size of Great Britain. And its collapse would raise global sea levels by almost 3 feet. Okay. Scientists from the International Collaboration suggest that it may be undergoing an unstoppable retreat. I repeat, an unstoppable retreat and 3 feet of sea level rise. Will that wake up the climate change deniers? I hope so, but it seems like nothing wakes them up.
In a definitely related story, the UK Guardian newspaper and EcoWatch.com reported on a study by the Virginia Institute of Marine Science and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration on how much sea level rise has accelerated on the east, west, and Gulf Coast of the United States, where nearly half of Americans live and work. Sea levels have been rising for over 100 years, but they sped up in 2013, especially on the east and Gulf Coast. The rise is two-thirds of a foot already in some areas. The rise is caused by global warming that is melting glaciers and heating the oceans, expanding them, and the amount of water going from land to sea due to human waste, human use. We link to 6 articles about this on the EcoLinks page.
Environment TV airs on Manhattan Neighborhood Network every other Sunday at 11 a.m. and is often a video version of EcoLogic. If you miss any WBAI show, it should be on the WBAI.org archives 5 or 10 minutes after the show ends. To read the full articles we summarize on any episode of EcoLogic from the past few years, we link to all those articles on the EcoLinks page of the EcoLogic website, www.ecoradio.org, ecoradio.org. Our Facebook page is WBAI EcoLogic. No spaces or dashes. WBAI EcoLogic. And please click like. For more environmental news, go to theenvironmenttv.com, biologicaldiversity.org, or ecowatch.com. www.ecoradio.org is the main EcoLogic page, and that'll get you to past guests, EcoLinks, and our own permanent archives. ecoradio.org.
Now, regular listeners of WBAI, which you guys are, might remember that back in October, WBAI was taken over in an illegal takedown of our airwaves. We had a faction, a rogue faction of the Pacifica board that came in, stood at the door, kicked out our staff, closed our website, took our archives, shut down, kicked us out. They even tried to fire people who were union. We were able to fight that right away. Our people are union. They can't fire them. And it was horrendous. All right. They closed. They even took over our bank accounts. Yes, we did prevail. Yes, we did win in court. It took us a month. We got back on the air, but we're still recovering. There is financial problems. Some of our listeners don't even know we're still back. We've lost some of our BAI buddies, and that's our next point, folks. We need you to become our BAI buddies. If you pledge $10, $15 a month, you're going to become a buddy, and you're going to show us that you're listening, you show us that you care, show us that you want to be a member of BAI. We also have some wonderful premiums for you tonight. When you listen to Helen Caldicott, Ken will outline the shows for you, the premiums for you. If this happens, if right now this is not over, all right? It sounds like it's over. It sounds like we're on the air, yay. But it's not, because the same group, the same rogue faction that took over WBAI is now starting something new, a new plan of attack. They are planning to ask to get a resolution to, or what is it, a referendum? Yeah.
I don't know what the right word
is.
Yeah.
What the right term is.
The legal term, that is.
Yeah, so we're trying to be as legal as we can here. All of our shows are in danger if they pass this referendum to change the bylaws of Pacifica. We can't allow this to happen, folks. I can't tell you legally how to vote, but if you are a member, if you have bought a premium within the last year, you will be getting a ballot either by mail or by email. It's going to be sent out February 18th. When you get that, please look at all the facts and decide for yourself. But we really don't need the people who took us over and shut us down for a month to have say-so over our future. This restructuring of Pacifica will eliminate a democratic process in Pacifica. It will take the rights of the staff away to sit on the Pacifica board. It will take the voice of the local station board off. There'll be no more local station boards of any of the five major stations of Pacifica or the couple hundred affiliate stations. We really need you to go to get more information. Think about it and decide which way you want to go on this. There's a website, wbaifightback.org. You can get more information there. We're going to take a couple of call-ins now. If you are a BA buddy, if you've donated to the station, or if you have an opinion about this latest takeover attempt, please call in. At the last LSB meeting, that's a local station board meeting where we have the right to say, to have input from our members, there was an adoption of a resolution from BAI which condemned the proposed changes to Pacifica Foundation bylaws. This is an attempt at an anti-democratic restructuring by a faction of the Pacifica Foundation to eliminate local broadcasting. Again, we're still recovering. We definitely need you guys to sign up as buddies and to vote your conscience.
And you know, it's Donna has been very, very active on this. I've been very impressed with what she's done and how much time and energy she's put into it, above and beyond. And if you remember, during the I can't use the legal word coup, so during the takeover in October, the October surprise, how about that? During the October surprise, there was no local programming. So when there was a rally or a bill or anything that had to do with local issues, it wasn't on WBAI. And we were always the go-to place for anything local.
What they put on was sort of like the elevator music version of the news.
Oh, I love that phrase of yours, yes.
Yeah.
And, we've got some calls. Let's see what they have to say. You are on the air.
Hopefully.
I think you're on the air.
Nope.
Hi.
There
Hi.
You go.
Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Hi. I love your show. I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
Letting everybody know what's going on, because this is so horrible. I mean, WBAI, I've been listening for over 40 years. It's Truth and Justice Radio. It's the only thing we have by the people, for the people. And we have to keep it. We cannot lose WBAI.
Well said.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
everybody get together.
The station that helped end the Vietnam War. I don't think they've forgiven us for that.
Yes. It's always sad for us.
It's
democracy.
Yeah, just because we're WBAI and we're listener-sponsored, listener-supported, doesn't mean that we're immune to a corporate takeover, apparently.
Right.
And I mean, I don't know if that's a legal term, but that's what it feels like. This is by passing this proposition, this referendum, it's like taking away our ability to speak for ourselves. We will no longer have the right to vote members of the board. It's going to be appointed.
That's another great phrase.
This is corporate.
We can't speak for ourselves.
This is corporate. This is somebody saying, I'm going to appoint the board members.
Right. I know what's best for you, even though I'm not even in the area.
Oh, my God. That's what it is.
And we have another call. Hi.
Bye, Joni.
Hi. This is Hazel. I'm a longtime listener. I've been listening for over 30 years.
All right.
And I think this proposal is outrageous, and it eliminates democracy. It's going to be run by a group of people, and these are the same people who staged the takeover. You know, they took away our website. They cost us thousands of dollars, and we're still trying to regain listeners from the nonsense.
I still find people that don't know that we're back on the air.
Yeah, me too.
It's like, what? How is that possible?
It's a shame. Okay.
So you sound like
these same people will be running our network. The same people with the takeover. So people, we need you to become BAI buddies. We need you to get involved. Please go to the website.
Well, thank you, Hazel.
Get more information. The Fight Back website.
What's the website?
Fight Back. WBAIFightBack.org.
WBAIFightBack.org.
Yes.
And there's a lot of information on that website. There's several pages for you to explore. You can find out what happened during the October surprise and what's been going on since then.
And in all fairness, you can go to Pacifica.org and hear supposedly both sides of the story, but...
Didn't look like it.
But it doesn't look like it. It looks like nice glossy pages of how wonderful it would be if they took over. So
people saying, we know what's best for you, and they don't. But at any rate, we can't tell you how to vote, although I suppose our two listeners can, but we can't.
But we can ask you to be BI buddies.
Yeah.
To buy the premiums that we're offering tonight.
They're great. I can't wait to play them.
Yeah, to become members of the station. Just go to www.givetowbai.org. That's www.givetowbai.org. And when you go to be a buddy, there's a little list down that you can just click on the list and mark that Ecologic is your favorite station, as favorite
show. Yes.
Yeah.
You can also become a BAI buddy via the call center, which is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
And if you are a person that only will send your money by check, that's available also. You can send a check to Pacifica-WBAI at 388 Atlantic Avenue. That's in Brooklyn, 11217.
11217. And, well, I want to thank our callers for joining in as we talk about this. And I think we should get to our normally scheduled programming. But thank you so much for calling in and for all your decades of listening. It's wonderful. I mean, it's people like that that make BAI what it is.
Well, it's really also nice that at least they seem like they're already informed, that they understand what's going on. And we need each one of you listening here to make sure that you're informed, read up on it, and tell your friends. And if you know anybody else who is a member, they need to make an informed choice when they send in their ballots.
And you're listening to Ecologic on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. I'm Ken Gale.
And I'm Donna Stein.
And we're here for 1 hour every week from Tuesdays from 8 to 9. And this week we're bringing you Helen Caldicott. She is a pediatrician. I don't know if I should say she was a pediatrician. She always said she gave up practicing medicine in order to save lives because she is an incredible speaker. She has the knowledge, but she's able to present it in plain English with an Australian accent. And she's such a powerful speaker. And she spoke for an event at the Indian Point Safe Energy Coalition, and just it was wonderful, and it was videotaped, and we have it for you. So let me play some samples of Helen Caldicott. And the first voice is
Dr.
Marilyn Ellie.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's a joy to be here with all of you in this lovely church, Unitarian Church. It's a joy to be here with you, so deeply concerned about Indian Point. And I believe that you will shut down both the Indian Point reactors and you will be the prototype for the nation whereby 103 nuclear power plants in America will be shut down within 5 years. I want to talk a little about global warming. I know most of you understand it, but we're in dire circumstances. You know, the body, the Earth is like a body. And so this body of ours, this planet, is in the intensive care unit. And when we've got a patient in the intensive care unit, say they have a septicemia and they're not coping well, we don't have the necessary antibiotics to handle it, and then we find they suddenly start going into heart failure. So we handle that, we give them some diuretics, some digoxin and the like, and then we find the liver starts failing. And so one thing feeds upon another, and we can get to a system of total organ collapse where you lose the patient no matter what you do. And those organ collapses that occur may or may not be predictable. We may be able to prognosticate what will happen to this patient, but often we can't. And that's the art of medicine. Medicine is a science superimposed by art. You can feel it intuitively in your fingertips, what you have to do with the patient. Similarly, here's this planet of ours. We know now for sure, as Al Gore says, there are more than 700 papers denoting the fact that global warming is occurring. Not one scientist would differ, except scientists employed by the oil and coal companies and by Cheney et al. To say, well, maybe it's not occurring, and that awful man, Rush Limbaugh. I believe in freedom of speech, except when it comes to Rush Limbaugh. I don't think when we are in such a terrible scientific and medical catastrophe that there should be allowed to be freedom of speech where people lie to ordinary people. I think if we lie to our patients in medicine, we are deregistered. If we lie to each other and kill our patients, we are deregistered. This is an issue beyond freedom of speech. This is about salvation of God's creation. Now, if we don't do anything, and I can't tell you how many I saw Humvees, I saw SUVs, I saw God knows what, not one person should be driving an SUV now. Not one person should be driving a Humvee. All cars should be tiny little cars, or they should be hybrids. The federal government, which is spending, what, $800 billion, nearly $1 million on, quotes, defence, which is not defence, it's killing, should be subsidising every single homeowner to have a hybrid car. I've got one and they use 30% less petrol. No, they use 30% of the amount of petrol that you call it gasoline, petrol, as an ordinary car would use. Every single house should be subsidised to have a solar panel on its roof. Every house and building should have a solar hot water system, electrical hot water systems suck a huge amount of electricity out of the grid, and it all should be subsidised by the federal government. I don't care what you call it, socialism, Christianity, preventive medicine, religion, whatever, but we've got to save the planet. The other thing is that Americans can save 28% of the electricity they use. I can't believe how people turn their lights on all over the house. In your house at night, you turn off every single light except in which the room you are working. You leave that single light globe on. Light globes are 1% efficient. By the time the energy is generated by a coal-fired plant, a gas-fired plant, or a nuclear plant and transmitted hundreds of miles by the grid and then turned into heat, most of that electricity is heat, used as heat. Only a little bit comes out as white light. Do not have your TVs on at night, your VCRs, your computers, or any of the things that blink. About 10% of the juice that's used in this country is used by these electronic gadgets that we didn't have as kids. Mozart wrote by candlelight. You can't exactly, absolutely exist without electricity. Yeah, I know I'm going to the other extreme, but we need to understand that life does not depend upon electricity. In fact, the generation of electricity by burning coal, by burning oil, or by burning nuclear uranium threatens life on the planet. You also must know that 61% of CO2 produced in this country comes from driving cars. So, Portland has built 360 miles of bicycle tracks. It's time people got out of their cars and started riding bicycles. It's time that little villages were set up with a butcher, baker, a candlestick maker, and the greengrocer, so you can walk and have a coffee and buy your green groceries and not drive 20 miles to the supermarket to get a can of milk. In other words, we've got to change the way we live and not be led by the nose by corporate America. Now, I'm in America now, so I can say that. But corporations, we have to take matters into our own hands. Now, it's thought that within 10 years, when you see Al Gore's film, it's possible the Greenland ice cap could melt. Crevices appearing in it now. The water melts and leaks down. It's 3 kilometres thick. But as the water collects underneath the ice cap, on the stone on which it's balanced, it produces a lubricant effect, and the whole Greenland ice cap could slide into the sea within 10 years. If that happens, the sea levels might rise 20 feet. If that happens, one third of the human race that lives at sea level will be at great risk. There will be 100 million ecological refugees within 10 years. Most of New York will go underwater, including right up to the World Trade Tower Center. Bangladesh will disappear. It's built on a delta. Hundreds of millions of people there, and I can go on.
And you're listening to Helen Caldicott here on Ecologic on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. And if you came in late and you go, oh my God, Helen Caldicott, and you want your friends out of town, well, they can go to WBAI.org and they can listen to the show while it's going on. And so please tell your friends, Helen Caldicott's on WBAI.
But if you want to get the entire talk.
It's a DVD. So it's Helen Caldicott giving her talk, and there's also a panel discussion afterwards with Marilyn Ellie from the Indian Point State for Energy Coalition, Mark Jacobs, and Manajel Green from Hudson River Slough Clearwater. And so they're answering audience questions with Helen Caldicott. And it's almost 2 hours long. So there's no way in a one-hour show we could play you the whole thing. So the only way you're going to get to hear all of it is by getting the DVD. It's a $40 donation. And the money goes to BAI, and you heard Donna explain why we so badly need you to become a member of WBAI. And $40 for – so you become a member of BAI and you get a DVD. And
what a deal.
Yeah, and we also have a package with the Helen Caldicott DVD and a movie called Nowhere to Run about Indian Point, and a song sampler. How many songs do they have on this? It's a CD, and you can get that separately as a $35 donation. 18 different songs. I'll be playing one in a little while. So all three things are a $75 donation, or if you just want Helen Caldicott, it's $40, or if you just want the music, it's $35. But please donate to WBAI, become a BAI buddy. And the phone number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
Or you can donate online at www.give2wbai.org. That's give to, the number two, give2wbai.org. You can also send a check to Pacifica-WBAI, 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217.
And so, and if you want the premium with that check, then put in the memo that, or send a little note with it, that you want the Helen Caldicott DVD that was offered on Ecologic, or the song sampler, or the package. And just wonderful stuff. I wish I could just play all 2 hours in a row. I mean, it's just wonderful material. She has such a way with words.
But one thing we really want to stress, folks, WBAI has gone under a stressful period of time. Hmm. I know, we've always been struggling, da-da-da. But this, especially with the takeover in October, we're still recovering our finances. Yes, we're on the air, but we're still under attack by the rogue faction that took over BAI back in October. Now they're trying to restructure BAI by changing the amendments and the bylaws. There's a lot to do. We need to be stable financially. We need to we need your help to volunteer and be part of the WBAI Fight Back team that's trying to keep working on getting our power back, our strength back. Yeah. And so we really need you to be BAI buddies. Yes, we need you to volunteer. Yes, we're on the air. Yes, there's a lot of yeses. But what we really, really still need your support. If we knew that we had X amount of operating capital coming in every month, that would go a long way to keeping us stable. It would shorten these fund drives, which I'm sure you would like to happen. We at Ecologic and other shows as well like to give you as much content as possible, besides just asking you to become BAI buddies and to send us money. But that is, we can't do one without the other. Yes, radio is free. We know radio is free, but nothing is really free. Things cost, and we have rent to pay and lights to pay and dues to pay. And we need to know that we're financially stable. You can help.
Yeah,
this is your station.
Yeah, I've been at BAI for 28, almost 29 years now. And I was here during the Christmas coup of December 2000. And that was a Pacifica takeover, but it wasn't nearly as thorough and as vicious as the October surprise was. They got rid of some shows and some management. They didn't get rid of everybody. Every single show got taken off the air with the October surprise. That didn't happen with the Christmas coup 2000. They didn't take away the archives. They didn't try to take away our history. And, you know, we used to have a folio back in the pre-internet days. You know, now we have a newsletter that we send out once a month. Before that, we had, it was on paper. It was a magazine. And we had old copies of the magazine framed and on the wall. You know, and they took them down. Right? There was no reason for that. They were being vicious.
How about the fact that they say they weren't trying to shut us down in some stupid comment they made? But guess what? They told our landlady to rent the space to someone else. Does that sound like they weren't planning on shutting us down?
And so those same people, right around the same time they did that, they went to court to try to reorganize the entire foundation. The Pacifica Foundation has been around since 1949, and they wanted to reorganize it. WBAI has been part of Pacifica for 60 years and 1 month. And they want to reorganize the whole thing. I call it vicious. I don't know if that's an illegal term to use, but it sure seems vicious to me.
So just to reiterate, we need you to acknowledge that this is your radio station. We need you to acknowledge that this is for you to help yourself. It would be so sad if sad's beyond sad. For BAI to go out of local control and to have more of that piped in elevator music news that we had during the during the coup, during the takeover. So you can help. You can help. You can buy a premium. You can become a member. You can just be a member without a premium. We need your support. Or what we really love is you to be a BAI buddy, so we have an idea of how much our operating expenses are on a month-by-month basis. It's all good. We look forward to hearing from you. We will acknowledge you on the air if you want us to. We will not say your name if you don't want us to. But we will give you big, big, heartfelt thank you. And now?
And now, let's play a sample from the Indian Point Song Sampler. This is called Green Power by Lucia Weinstadt. And it's a... some of the songs on the CD are very angry. They want Indian Point shut down. And this one is non-compromising, but it doesn't have the anger feel of some of the other songs. It's just fun to listen to. So here is Lucia Weinstadt from the Indian Point Song Sampler. You can get this CD for a $35 donation, or for $75, you can get the Helen Caldicott DVD and this CD and the movie Nowhere to Run. So... we have a lot of ways of thanking you for giving us a little extra.
Solar, wind, and geothermal, no global warming there. Without nuke waste or radiation, we can better stay fair. Green power is the way to grow. Indian Point has got to go. Green power is the way to grow. Indian Point has got to go. The nukes are raging, cracking, leaking, and what do you do with the waste? Venting radiation skyward with no color, smell, or taste. Green power is the way to grow. Indian Point has got to go. Green power is the way to grow. Indian Point has got to go. Windmills on the ocean, solar panels on the hills. Let's put our minds on conservation. We can do it if we will. Green power is the way to grow. Indian Point has got to go. Green power is the way to grow. Indian Point has got to go. Children need protection, food and water must stay clean. To keep our nation healthy, we must make our power green. Green power is the way to grow. Indian Point has got to go. Green power is the way to grow. Indian Point has got to go. Green power is the way to grow. Indian Point has got to go.
And that was Lucia Weinstadt, Green Power, and one of the songs on the Indian Point Song Sampler. And You're listening to Ecologic on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
What a great CD. Great songs on
that. Oh, there's so much talent. And, you know, people just came together. And I think the next one I'm going to play is one of the angrier songs because it's a real mixture of different styles and yet all saying very powerful things. And
well, music can get across a political message better than better and faster.
Oh, yeah.
Than any lecture.
Yeah, yeah. You know what Lucille or Rick Nestler, who I'm going to play next, or whatever, they can say in 2 or 3 minutes what it would take Donna and I 15 or 20 minutes to say. Of course, it takes them hours and hours to get it down to the essence of 2 or 3 minutes, as Ray Cron always used to like to remind me. But it's what a poet can do. And musicians, songwriters are poets. So call the call center to get the Helen Caldicott DVD, which we will go to in a few minutes.
And that number is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Get a copy of the CD for yourself or get a copy of the Helen Caldicott lecture.
And so let's go to another piece of Helen Caldicott. And I wish I could give you the entire 2-hour talk because it was just wonderful.
You got a pledge for that.
Permafrost is melting. If you go to Alaska now, the trees are all at funny angles. The houses are collapsing. Permafrost never melts. And as the permafrost melts, out comes methane, which is far more potent as a heat trapper than carbon dioxide. We are in an acute clinical emergency. We're here to make sure our children have a future. And know what? At the moment, they don't. But it's not just us. We are one species out of 30 million others. And do you know what? We're less important than the elephants and the black rhinoceroses and the koalas, which are on the endangered species. They're more important than we are. We think we're God's gift to the earth. I think we're a very dangerous organism. I think maybe God, whoever God is or was or female, whatever, rued the day that we evolved. Because we're the only species who can destroy the earth, and we're doing it pretty rapidly. So there's a little talk about greenhouse warming, just a little one. I've got more in this book about it, but in fact, go and see Al Gore's film. He should be running for president. He now is presidential material. He's got a self-deprecatory sense of humour. He's quite a person. I mean, he stopped trying to please his father. His father's dead. He didn't make it to president. He doesn't need to be a cardboard cutout of all the men that tell him how to behave. He can be himself. And he's the only one, I think, well enough situated and well enough versed to be president of this country. I see nobody else. Nobody. And also, don't think that because you elect a president that that person will save your lives. Because in a democracy, you are the leaders, and the president and Hillary Clinton, God help us, or anyone else, they are your followers and must do what you demand them to do. And that means getting off your seats, getting out of your comfort zone, and by God, turning this country upside down, because do we need you? At the moment, the United States of America is determining the fate of the earth. You know that, don't you? So you've got to get moving, and that's partly why I'm here. Now, Indian Point, good, you're turning the lights off. See, we don't need them. The sun is shining with all its might, and that is odd because it was the middle of the night. Lewis Carroll. Okay, but I can see you. You can see me, right? We don't need the lights on. We think it's sort of nice and sexy to have lights on. Just know that when you turn the lights off, you're either going to be producing chromosomally aberrant children or malignancy in children or enhanced global warming. Okay? We've got the mics on because we need them so you can hear me. I'd even turn that light off if I could. Now, Indian Point. You live near the three oldest, some of the oldest reactors in the country. One is shut down, two are operating, and they're operating to make money. You could turn your lights off. New York could turn all the lights off at night. Okay, just have the lights on in the streets, but all the high-rise buildings not lit anymore. You could save 28% of the electricity. Nuclear power produces only 20% of your electricity. You could hang your clothes outside and dry them in the nuclear reactor in the sky. And in the winter, hang them up by the furnace. Why do you have a clothes dryer? Because GE, who makes good things for life like clothes dryers, irons, stoves, nuclear power plants, and nuclear bombs, has taught you that you can't even live without having a clothes dryer. Never use a clothes dryer again. What about dishwashers? Dishwashers use electricity. They're made by GE. You know how you wash dishes? You put a plug in the sink, you put in about 1 gallon of hot water with a little bit of detergent, and you wash the dishes using 1 gallon. Don't have the tap running all the time because it wastes water, wastes electricity. Wash them like that. I wash after a dinner party my dishes like that in a gallon of water. Don't use your dishwasher ever again. Ooh. Is this heresy? No, it's not. It's just common sense. Turn everything off at night before you go to bed. Just turn all those blinking lights off and be judicious. Know that when you walk through a door and it opens in front of you, you're adding to global warming. Know when you use an escalator. Just become conscious of what electricity does in our lives. Now, Indian Point reactors are really old. When reactors get old, they have been bombarded with neutron radiation for years. Metal pipes are very subjected to neutron radiation and they become what's called embrittled. They become fragile and they're likely to break. Now, it's much cheaper to keep a nuclear power plant operating than it is to build a new one. It costs $5 to $6.5 billion to build a new reactor. Wall Street won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Standard & Poor's won't be involved. So how do new reactors get built? You subsidize them by spending $13 billion in the energy bill last year for 5 reactors orchestrated by one Vice President Dick Cheney, who talked to Kenny Lay at Enron 5 times before he set up the energy bill. And he still won't release to this day who he talked to and who negotiated with him to enact that energy bill, coal, nuclear and Kenny Lay, all great people, not interested in the future of our children. And I speak to you now as a pediatrician practicing global preventive medicine. And we are all now physicians to a planet that is in the intensive care unit. And if Dick Cheney is wrong and he's antithetical to the public health of the people of the planet, he must be removed for medical reasons. His cohorts. Now, what? But I don't trust Hillary either, I have to tell you. She hasn't voted to close down. She will do anything to get to be president. Might sound bad for me to say this, but I've watched her very closely. I'm scared of her. So you have to take the matter into your own hands. So they want to keep Indian Point open because it's cheap and they make, what, $1 million a day, Mark? Good God. What, how many chandeliers can a person have? You know what? So as they want to enlarge the lifespan another 20 years, these reactors were not designed to do that. They should be closed down after 35 to 40 years, which is nearly now. So they keep them open, irradiating those metal pipes with more neutron radiation. They're much more likely to have a major accident and a meltdown.
Listening to WBAI-FM New York City, and this is Ecologic We are now on every Tuesday, although because it's a fun drive month, next Tuesday I think we are preempted. So don't forget to support us so we can make these fun drives shorter. We need you to be WBAI buddies or offer to get some of the offers that we've had tonight for premiums for the Helen Caldicott Lecture or the CD.
It's a $40 donation to WBAI, and you get nearly 2 hours of Helen Caldicott. And you got a small sample, and she really goes into detail on what climate change is and how nuclear power will not save us, and she explains why. And, one of the best explanations I've ever heard from anybody. But she goes into detail on climate change. She goes into detail on how a nuclear power plant works. She goes into detail on how solar works and how it should work. And it's just wonderful stuff. And she's a pediatrician. She talks about being an activist as medicine.
Get the CD and have a CD listening party at your house.
Yeah.
Invite a bunch of friends
over. It's a DVD listening, so it's a movie.
It's a video.
Movie night.
Yeah. that's a good excuse for a party.
Yeah, Helen Caldicott movie night. A $40 donation to WBAI, and you have a BAI movie night, and if your friends go, ooh, that's really good, where did you get that? The only place you're going to get it is WBAI. So, hey, you know, have them get their own copy. And the music you're listening to is part of a package. I'm calling it the Ecologic Helen Caldicott Indian Point Package. So that'll get you Nowhere to Run, the movie, as well as this song sample and the Helen Caldicott lecture, which she did for the Indian Point Safe Energy Coalition.
Nowhere to Run was a great documentary. It was made by IPSC, right?
Yeah. Or made for IPSC, whatever. Different ways of explaining how things work and the effect that we have on everyday life. And we only have a few minutes left to go before I put on the 9 o'clock show. And so please call 516-620-3602 or go to www.give2wbai.org. Become a BAI buddy. Tell them Ecologic is your favorite show, or get a copy of the DVD or the package. $75 for the package, $40 for the DVD. So the package is two DVDs and a CD.
I see that there were a couple more call-ins that didn't get to call in today.
We have 2.5 minutes left.
So,
we don't have time.
Please go to our Facebook page and let us know what you wanted to talk about.
Yes.
And if you are...
WBAI Ecologic is a Facebook page.
And those of you who are our BAI buddies already, we'd love to hear your story. Tell us how you became BAI buddies, why you support the station by being a BAI buddy.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It would be great. And let us know if we can give your name or if you'd like to stay anonymous. And we'll talk about that.
Indeed. And Max is here. I have the next show queued up, Max.
We have to play first.
Aha, well. Then I will relinquish the seat.
And thanks for listening,
and
everybody.
And keep calling 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602 or go to give2wbai.org. And we'll see you later. And we'll see you online, WBAI Fight Back or our Facebook page. Thanks a lot.
Oh, they built a nuclear station to shine brighter than the sun. And they filled it up with fuel rods of enriched uranium. Well, it melted in the core, and it sank right through the floor. It was sad when the nuke melted down. Oh, it was sad.
Hello there, my faithful WBAI listeners.
This is Hazel Pinder, a member of WBAI's local station board, and I have some information to share with you. The next meeting of the local station board is on Wednesday, February 12th at 7 p.m. The location is at the YWCA at 33rd Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, between Atlantic Avenue and State Street. At the last WBAI